वंचा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरद्विषे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातर्याजुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया सर्वोऽभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमान् तुष्ट तवैवास्मि न जिह्वामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तन्नयमां च नमो भक्तिविनोदाय सच्चिदानन्दनामिने गौरशक्तिस्वरूपाय रूपानुभवराय ते मै हार्टली millions of millions of essences in the lotus feet of my spiritual guru Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Pad Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami and same to my Shiksha Guru Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Pad Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. I told yesterday that especially my Shiksha Guru, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, dragged me to Western countries and Eastern countries. And he inspired me to preach in Bas in these countries. And still he is inspiring me. You know that I also told yesterday, the deep feelings of Jaiva Dharma, that Bhaktivinoda Thakur is speaking, that here he gave the name of his Shiksha Guru, Prem Das Prabhu, that he took the name of Prem Das Paramahansa. And he was disciple, Shiksha disciple of Pradyumna Brahmachari. Here no mention of his Diksha Guru. So in any case, Shiksha Guru is not less than Diksha Guru. Sometimes, if more quality, sometimes, oh, Shiksha Guru may come in Bhagavat Parampara, Guru will not come. But, oh, Shiksha Guru comes in Bhagavat Parampara, knowing everything, that who can help me in Krishna consciousness, really who. And he takes help for Raganuga Bhakti. So, sometimes, Shiksha Guru. And if Diksha Guru is favorable and he gives Ragmarga and all, then he comes in Bhagavat Parampara and he is bona fide for all these things. He told also that Sannyasi Thakur came from Varanasi. He was so much learned. He was learned in ethics, Ved, Upanishad, Vedanta. Oh, six kinds of darshan, philosophy, Nyaya, Vaisheshi, Kana, Patanjal, and all other. But he had not relished transcendental, any fraction of ananda. Brahma is ananda, but he never. But when he heard a Vaishnava singing Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasana, heart melting, tears coming to me now. That kind cannot come by any money or by any practice. That. So, he realized something. And then he left Kashi, Varanasi, his sannyas and everything, learning. And came to Vrindavan. And from Vrindavan he came to Navadvip. And here he met his Gurudev. And he surrendered, totally. Not keeping one form with him. And he told that, oh, I am yours now. You are my guru. So a sishya, disciple should be like that. And he became one-pointed. Totally surrendered. He told that I have taken foolish your shelter. Then Paramahansa Babaji, Premdas, he began to weep and told, Sannyasi Thakur, main nitant ek apadarth hun. Kyo khane pine mein apna samay vyatit karta hun. Mera jivan vyarth gaya. मैंने चैतन्य महाप्रभु के चरणों में और उसके धाम में आश्रय लिया है. I have taken shelter in the lotus feet of Sri Sachinandan Gaur Hari and his dham, Navadvip dham. But I am what? Significant.
Insignificant.
And I am nothing. I am zero. What is Krishna Prema? I have not registered or realized. But I think you are more fortunate than. For even a moment you have realized. Oh, by hearing song, Sri Krishna Chaitanya by that Vaishnava. You too are so much fortunate. Anyone can be fortunate if he has relish that thing. Krishna. Anyhow. If you chant like this, you may. Call Krishna and Radhika. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So you are more fortunate than me. I have never tested this. Oh, if you are doing bhajan, then time to time you should remember. Who is telling? Guru Premdas is telling, how humble he is. Try to be humble. We cannot be humble unless that prema will come. This humbleness and prema is same thing. Non-different. Try. But by trying it will not come. If a fraction of prema will come, a fraction of humbleness will come. Otherwise, you may tell that, oh, I'm very insignificant. But, only speaking. And telling this, weeping, he embraced that sannyasi Thakur. And then he realized, oh, what? So much ananda. And he also began to be both were good. Guru and disciple both. Now he is he is realized more than what he has previously realized in Kashi by hearing sound. Now, by touching a pure Vaishnava, he began to weep and weep. Both. Like Gaur and Nityananda Prabhu met in now the first time in
Nandanacharya Bhavan.
On both. So much weeping and they
rolling
down on the earth. Then Prem Das told that Sannyasi Thakur, I want that you should be settled here and both we will discuss Hari Katha daily. Then Sannyasi told, oh, I want to leave here for my whole life. I have surrendered my life, my body and soul and everything to you. I want to serve my whole life. A disciple should be like that. He should surrender his everything. He should not keep anything in independence. Totally getting independent. But very rare. Giving everything but lock and key with us. Totally we can. Sometimes she thinks that, oh, I know more than my Gurudev. I know. He does not understand what I am standing. Is it right?
Wrong.
Yes. I am telling right. Sometimes we think, but this is offense. And that is why I don't realize anything. Transcendental realization never comes. So surrendered, he surrendered and told that whole life I want to give up my independence to your lotus feet. Forever, totally. Try to do. If Guru is bona fide, or do like this. And if not Guru bona fide, give up Gurudev. No. And to whom you have faith, you should serve and make Gurudev. But don't have any doubt in that Gurudev. Otherwise you will be ruined forever. Your whole transcendental belief will be ruined forever. In some case I see and I become very worried for them. When I came and joined Math and I met with my Gurudev after some day time hearing his Harikatha, I told him that I have given up my whole love and affection which I had for my wife, for my father, mother, and for my body, I'm giving up in your lotus feet. Then he began to weep. So he decided to sleep. And by his mercy, a special mercy, what I served him, a very little, but he thought that he is serving me, lot of. And by his mercy you are now seeing. I am a dry straw even by his mercy, causeless mercy. Everywhere I am preaching and all are hearing. So, try to have a strong faith like this, like Babaji, Sannyasi Thakur. And one day, Prem Das, the Guru, he proposed that I want to meet my Gurudev. Better, you should be with, come accompany me, and we will go to Nisinghapalli. In Parikrama, perhaps you have gone to Nisinghapalli. You? Nisinghapalli? So many times. So many times, no? You also, so many times? Oh, Paramahansa Babaji, he was Siddha. But when he met his Guru, they saw from a distance. And he fell down like a stick. Paramahansa Babaji Maharaj also came running from the temple and embraced him. And after some time, there in discourse. What discourse? How you are? No. What? Harikatha. Harikatha one. Like Rupa and Sanatan. When they used to meet, what? Oh, you are okay, I am okay, your this body is okay. No, never. Oh, how your Krishna bhajan is going? Any problem or how you are doing? And discussing about the books they were reading. Brihad Bhagavatamrit Tattva. Oh, Bhakti Rasami Sindhu Ujjwal in many. Especially two books. Lalit Madhav, Vigdak Madhav and all Padhyavali. Oh, hours and hours, day and night sometimes, passing away. Then, Ramdas Babaji told, oh, very fortunate this fellow. Oh, very learned in six kinds of
philosophy.
And Ved, Upanishad, Shastra, Quran and everything he is qualified. But he was not satisfied there and he left Mayavad and Advaitvad and he has come to in Navadvip and he has taken shelter in the lotus feet of Sri Sachinandan Gaur Hari and his this place.
Dham.
Navadvip. Then Brahmachari, the Guru of Guru, he told, oh, you are very fortunate that you have received a very high class of Guru, Siddha Guru. Guru is for certifying his disciple. Very high class. A Guru never sees anyone like a disciple. Never. And a Guru never makes any disciple in his life. As Prabhupada Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati has told. He makes only Guru, really Guru. A real Guru makes real. No disciple. That you will be always the disciple. But a disciple always think that I am disciple. So you should read Prem Vivarta with him. You should hear Prem Vivarta. Why not Srimad Bhagavatam? Vedanta. Why not? Chaitanya Charitamrita. He was so much learned, his Gurudev, Premdar. But he told that, oh, you should hear. He knew that he reads. Shilan karte hai.
He reads. Studies.
Follows.
He studies.
And follows.
And he gives class on Premdivartha. Premdivartha, you know, what is Prem Vivarta? It looks like that it is no love and affection, but really it is. Quarreling. Like Jagadananda used to quarrel with Mahaprabhu, that Nimai Pandit. Both colleagues, friends, they used to quarrel. And that quarrel was of love and affection. We can quarrel with all God brothers, no harm. But like that, with love and affection. We should quarrel for her. I will take this
big bundle.
And he will tell, no, I will take. And quarrel. So, kiva vipra, kiva nyasi, sutra khenu noy, jai krishna tattvetta sei jiva. He gave it. From Chaitanya Charitamrita. Kiva vipra, kiva nyasi, sutra khenu noy, jai krishna tattvetta sei. In Hari Bhakti Vilasita has been told, a guru should be of superior caste. Very beautiful, young, qualified, highly. And if not found, then you should take from any caste. But it is not so much authentic. What is the second thing? Kiva vipra. Touch and keep.
Touch the ground.
Touch and keep it. Don't try to disturb.
Oh,
maybe of any cost. Some are telling, what? A sannyasi with this cloth.
Saffron cloth.
He is not follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he cannot be in his life. But he is strongly opposed in five verses. Very strong. Babaji is telling like this, Sahajiya. But it, I've given so many
proofs, examples,
evidence. Example.
So, anyone, kiva vipra, kiva nyasi, shudra kaina noy. Jai Krishna Tattvetta Sei Guru. Haridas Thakur. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted in his sampradaya? Why? And he made him
Namachar.
He was Muslim. From whom he has taken initiation. Any proof? In Chaitanya Charitamrita or Bhagavat, Chaitanya Bhagavata or anywhere? From whom? We know that Sarv Damodar, he was class fellow of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navadvip, but he went to Kashi and he accepted Advaita Bhakti. Saffron cloth also, Brahmachari life there. He came to Puri when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Puri. From whom he was initiated, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made him his what? So
intimate
associate. How? From whom he was initiated? Any proof? Oh, he was Mayavadi. Took suffering cloth, but he was not Mayavadi. He was playing a role of this. You know Raya Ramananda? Why he was in Mahaprabhu Sampradaya? Who gave him initiation? Whose disciple was he? Shivas Pandit. You know, he was worshipper of Ramchandra. Shivas Pandit.
Lakshminarayan.
And Murari Gupta, he was of Ram. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted them, all his bosom associates. So kiva vipra, kiva nyasi. Only saffron cloth sannyasi they will not be in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why not? They have no argument. No evidence, nothing. That they are bogus. So he told. Kiva Vipra, Kiva Nyasi, Sudra Kenunam. Especially Shiksha Guru should be like that. Anyone who is favorable. Swajati Snigdha Ashaya. What is the meaning?
Swajati is of the same spiritual mood.
What is that?
In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's...
What is that mood?
Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanamalam Amaritamakumartamalam.
In the Raganuga Marga. He should be...
Like-minded.
Like-minded. If he wants motherlyhood, fatherlyhood, love to Krishna, oh, he should also be like. And if he is of Rupamanjari mood, he likes that, I want to be siddhin there. Oh, he should be like that, and very favorable to me, and causeless, merciful to me. That person. Oh, that should be only be Shiksha Guru, not any other. He may be learned so much, but he has no affection and no mood like me. Oh, no Shiksha Guru. And that is why Raghunath Goswami, after passing away of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Swarup Damodara and Raya Ramananda, what he came? After Gadadhar Pandit, he became restless. And quickly running and weeping, he came to Braja to give up his
life.
Either in Govardhan, jumping from there, or jumping in
Jamuna.
But, oh, causeless, merciful, Rupa Sanatana said, especially Sanatana Goswami, and told that you should be in Radhakund, in the guidance of Rupa Goswami. So he took shelter of Rupa Goswami. And always he was following Rupa Goswami, in all ways. If you want something like this, then you should follow this system. Bhakti is a current. The water, this current will not stay a moment anywhere. flowing. What is the meaning? Shraddha, anartha nivritti, nishtha, ruchi, asakti. Gradually it will go up. Oh, my Gurudev has told that you should only... distribute books and prema bhakti or braj bhakti will at once come. So I will distribute only books for my whole life. No reading, nothing doing only this. What will it will do?
Stagnant.
Oh, river has, the current has been stagnant. It should go to Nishtha Ruchi, he will read and go. Only a Sukriti can be done by that, following his Gurudev. His Gurudev had told right. By doing so, he will meet so many good associates, and he will hear Harikatha, and by that he will have a Guru real, then Shiksha Guru, anarth will go in, and thus Nishtha will come. After Nishtha, Rachi will come, and Ruchi, Asakti, and then Rati will come. Then Bhav, Vibhav, Sattik, Vyapichari, and all will come. You cannot
imagine.
It will come. But it will take a very long
time.
And by this, very quickly. Then that Sannyas Thakur told that, "Oh, you are Chaitanya Bhasha, who is Gurudev. Really you are." Not blindly he told, because he has some realization. He has read all the epics, all the sentences. He saw in his Gurudev. Oh, by your Malli plans, all billions of sannyasi can be
purified.
So I am surrendering those in your Lord's feet. Now they both returned to Surbhi Kunja, both. And from that very day, that Sannyasi Thakur left the mood of sannyas, and now he began to serve his Gurudev like Prem Das to Pradyumna Brahmachari. Gurudev, nothing to tell him that you should do all these things like this. Only he saw in the first glance and accepted. We see so many things. So we should try to accept. And in practice. Especially Guru Nishtha is the backbone of bhakti. Backbone. If you will practice the process, gradually your faith towards your Gurudev will come, but very strong, stronger and strongest. If you are chanting name, if you are hearing Harikatha from bona fide Guru, in Srimad Bhagavat it has told, what? I'm telling. After that slok, Savai punsang paro dharmo jato bhakti radhokkaje ahetukya abhyavhitaja bhakti purushottam. Bhagavati
Vasudeve
Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita. And then what becomes? What is the meaning?
Very soon.
It should become to bite to growth. Sometimes I will take rest and they will go. Why not that? Yes.
No, this is okay.
This is okay.
Achha. What?
Janan janayati asu vairagyam jnanam cha etikum. Once one begins the process of bhakti to Vasudev, Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the Jnana-tattva of Sri Krishna, under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, then very soon two things will occur. Because bhakti runs always on two wheels, so to speak. One is jnana, but not the mayavadi concept of jnana, but as Srila Jiva Goswami analyzes jnana as sambandha jnana and vairagya. This also has been analyzed by Srila Jiva Goswami as not vigata rag but vishesh rag, specific attachment for tadya, and not simply the rejection of the material world. And then very soon bhakti will be appear in the heart of the devotee.
Very good. So, the essential fruit of hearing and serving Vasudeva and hearing Katha, essential fruit, what? Tattva Gyan will come. You will know all the Tattva, Krishna Tattva, Maya Tattva, Jiva Tattva, Bhakti Tattva, Rasa Tattva, Radha Tattva, everything, all kinds of Tattva will come. Surely it will come. And then, in the same proportion, one thing will come. Vairagya. What is Vairagya? What is Vairagya? When he heard all these things from Haridas Thakur, Raghunath Das Goswami, he left everything. His all positions, all attachment, wife, father, mother, kingdom, everything. But why not this attachment is coming to us?
Detachment,
not coming. Ask to your heart, what is defect there? For long time, Prabhu, from long time, about 30 years. But he is there where he was. I am not telling that he is there, but wife, children, their marriages, everything burdening on him. Why he did not become like Sukadeva Goswami? Oh, where they are at? Oh, Krishna, 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 Krishna. Our singer, what name? Prabhu. Krishna Kanta. I get the name Krishna Kanta. But he said, where there he was. Why not this coming? Oh, Krishna, forgetting everything, position and everything. Oh, you, should I marry or not, Maharaj? Very big problem. I want to bring so much money, but there is some dispute, what should I do? Oh, don't come with all these things. Why you are hearing for so many long years? Why this attachment is not coming?
Detachment.
Detachment is not coming. Ask your, I am not asking, you should ask your heart. Then the fruit is not coming, real fruit. Kya? Tattva Gyan and?
Vairagya.
Vairagya is not. Srila Vishwanath Chakvarti Thakur, in the explanation of Sarva Dharmana Pratyajyamami Ekam Saranam Braja, he had written something. Once I went to Bhakti Vaibhavpuri Maharaj in Visakhapatnam, in South India. A very learned Sanskrit scholar, perhaps he was principal of any
college.
Sanskrit college. And he was there. He was telling that, O sarva dharmana pratyajyamami ekam saranam braja aham tvam sarva papebho mokshayishyami masucha. Only aap keval मन से इनको छोड़े दीजिए. प्रैक्टिकली छोड़ने की जरूरत नहीं है, मन से केवल छोड़ दीजिए तो हो जाएगा. किंतु उन्होंने कहा जी विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर ने यह गलत लिखा कि प्रैक्टिकली
स्वरूपता
और
बाह्य
सबको छोड़ो और छोड़ करके कृष्ण के शरणागत हो. Why he has written? He told. I told him, you are a bogus person. Bogus. In front of all
audience.
Bhakti Vaibhavpuri Maharaj. Oh, they began to
tremble.
You were a bogus person. I don't want to see your face. you are offensive to
Vishwanath
Thakur. I don't. Quite out from here. Then they were, oh, Maharaj. Then he became very polite. I was not a learned person, but I have so much faith, strong faith, transcendental faith. So I rebuked him. I don't want to see your face. You are an offensive person. And then he became so polite. So practically, this renounce should come. But there is something lacking in our Saranagati. But one day it will come in a long term, but it must come. If even it is Sukriti, no how, gradually it will. Our mole, what is our mole root object? What is the object of our life and devotion? We have to try to make it. And I have told so many times. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in first chapter, in third or fourth, object has been fixed. And that what object? Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and what he gave? Anarpit charim chirat karunayavatena. Samarpaitum unnotajjal rasam svabhakti. Oh, this is our goal. This is our goal. And what is this? Parakiyamot. The service of Radhika. In Parakiyamot, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to distribute these things. This was Krishna never get. Ram never get. Up to Jayadev, never anyone get. But only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after one day of Brahma, he distributed Rag Marga. Why? Because he was so
causeless, merciful.
He was so merciful. So this is our the object of any jeev, highest it may be. And try to realize this. And to make this object. If you are in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if you are in line of Srila Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami has made it clear. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, Srila Rupa Goswami had told. Only in one slope, Vishwanath Chakravarti has repeated it. Aradhyo Bhagavan Braje Satanayas Taddham Vrindavanam Ramya kachutu parsana paju badu bargena ja kalpita Srimada bhagavatam pramanayamalam prema pumartho Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur matamidam tatra daru naha para. Oh. Very. This is the object of our life. Ramya kachutu parsana paju badu bargena ja kalpita. What is the meaning? Why you keep it there?
No sound of opera in the system.
Aradhyo Bhagavan Prajesh Tanaya. In this verse, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is explaining that the worshipable Lord is Bhagavan Prajesh Tanaya, the son of Nanda Maharaj in Vrindavan. He is specifically classifying Krishna in Vrindavan. There is also Krishna in Dwarka, but he is not our goal. Our worshipable Bhagavan is the son of Nanda Maharaj. And his dham, his abode, that is Vrindavan. Aradhyo Bhagavan, Vrajesh Danyas, Taddham Vrindavanam. Ramya kachit upasana brajavadu varage nijakalpita. The process of attaining the love of Sri Krishna is as the gopis or the damsels of Braj have attained him. The wonderful sweet relationship which they had for Krishna, that has to be followed. And Srimad Bhagavatam Pramana Amalam, Prema Kumartho Mahan. Srimad Bhagavatam is the spotless evidence claiming that prema or love of Godhead is the ultimate attainable object or the highest perfection. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam Tatra Guruna Para. And this is the verdict or the principle in a native or explained by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we have great regard for this principle and we should follow this.
Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol. A bird was coming here and I tried to
chase it out.
Chase it,
chase it away.
And what that bird was?
Sleep.
So don't sleep. For this I thought. I want that. I've come from so
far away.
And you have also come. So if that purpose is not served, then what to do? So anyhow I tried that you should not sleep. You can have with you some
chili powder.
Yeah. I have also some medicine. Acha koto samay bolna.
45.
How?
Ek second gelti hocche machine.
So much.
Yes. Right. It's almost 7 o'clock.
I started at 6:30.
Quarter past six.
Chota 10 aarambha koreche. Acha. So what I'm going to tell, that make your object, if you are in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Sampradaya, if you are in line of what? Rupa Goswami, first you should try to make your goal of your life and your
process.
Make a goal first. Goal should be highest. What? Rupa Goswami has given. And he is telling what? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to distribute this unalloyed devotion in the line of gopis. So this is object. To serve Krishna like gopis. There are so many of kinds of gopis. But especially like Rupa Goswami, Rupa Rati Manjari. Oh, to be more inclined towards Srimati Radhika's service than Krishna. Serving Radha Krishna Yuga, but inclination where it will be? Towards Radha. Oh, this goal is very highest. So, I cannot make. No harm, you should not. But anyone who is hearing from bona fide Guru, and if he is greedy for this, then he certainly will make this go. I want to be like that. I will die without water. I may die. But Chatak Pakshi, what he wants?
Only water.
Or Swati constellation. He will die, but he will take that. Greed, if real greed is there, jadi wahan par lobh hai, to phir wo vichar nahi karti koi, kuch bhi, bura achcha ka vichar nahi, lobh usse ho jata hai. Uske liye koi bhi ab karan aur kuch nahi, kyon? Jadi sundar mithai hai, lobh aa gayi, kyon? If a greed comes that I want to marry Charles. Oh, greed has come. He is beautiful. He is qualified. No qualified, whether he is not or not. But I like. On this life, no value, nothing, no consideration. I like. So if you have greed like this, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and distributed this Radhanuga Marga. I want to serve Radha Krishna in the line of Rupa Rati or Rupa and Raghunath. No harm. No harm. Oh, it is very high. I should not take the name of Radhika. Why? I am not qualified. Oh, for you, it is better. You should. But if anyone has this kind of greed, don't criticize. Don't criticize. Why he has? Oh, his Gurudev told that you should not read Bhagavatam. Really? Really he has told? Oh, he told. Why he told? There is some cause. He was not
qualified.
But for those who are qualified, he has not told. Why he told that you should read Bhagavad? Why he told? Very precious thing. This object is there for this. So it is for here. But for anyone, if this greed comes, don't criticize. Then you will do
offense,
and you will be it. You are not a guru of whole Jagat Guru, that you are going to warn all, that you should not do like that. Understand? Hum kya kya kah rahe hain? Perfect or?
Spashta hai, clear.
Aapne jagat ka sab bida nahi utha liya hai. Jo aap sabko mana karenge. आप अपने लिए अथॉरिटी है, दूसरों के लिए अथॉरिटी नहीं। यदि बीन लो मंगल को ऐसी भक्ति में रुचि हो जाती है, लोभ उत्पन्न हो जाता है, तो क्या हर्ज है? रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी जी को हो गया, तो आप उनको मना करेंगे? नहीं कर सकते। What I told?
Shugurudev is very strongly telling that those who say that we should not take the name of Radhika, then they may keep this word just
and
for themselves.
Or you cannot make a goal like this. You should not make.
Because they are not responsible for the whole world. They are not Jagat Gurus. They can keep their words for themselves only. What one can do if one develops faith like Durga Mangal Thakur, intense greed, or like Raghunath Das Goswami? No one can stop them to have this goal and attain it.
Now, hearing all these things, sannyasi, now he wanted to speak to ask some questions from his Gurudev. Only base was like same sannyasi base, red cloth like sannyasi. But his heart was also transferred. But base as it was,
race.
He was following bhakti, he was chanting name. No initiation still, but it was more than initiation. Oh, shamdam means externally and
control of mind and other senses.
He was controlling. And his everything was now pure. No worldly
desire.
At the time of sannyasi, he has left all these things. Only Krishna prema was there for fraction. For bhakti, there was no fraction. But now this was complete. So there was no base, Vaishnava base. Tilak, mala and all these things. No tilak, no mala. No? But all these things,
it's following all rule and
regulations. Brahmanishtha was at that time when he became sannyasi. Bahuchak and Paramahansa. Kutichak, Bahudak, Hansa and then Paramahansa. Oh, he left all the worldly desire and Brahmanistha was there. And now on Brahmanistha Chil Leela. But
transcendental pastimes.
Action like sweet pastimes of Krishna. Okay. Now he has a very strong faith. In fact, hearing pastimes of Krishna and remembering this. At first he used to think that Krishna is what, like negative. No aspect, no attribute,
no quality,
no form, anything. But now everything came. But he never changed his
external
change. Or no tilak, no kanthimala, no other things. Now, his humbleness came so much. Really, he wanted to hear so many pastimes of Krishna. If anyone is remembering chanting and doing services, so many. But if he has no
interest,
no eagerness to hear Harikatha, everything is like bogus. After some time, you will give up chanting. You may give up your service of Gurudev and all kinds of service. And there are so many lakhs and lakhs
examples
for this. Where are the sannyasis? Who are the guru of millions of persons? Here also in Russia, in England, where they are on, in America, where they are. They never have any taste for hearing Harikatha. And that is why this. So if anyone chanting less but hearing Harikatha, Shramanam then Kirtanam, Shramanam Kirtanam, Vishnu Shramanam Padasevanam, Archanam Bandhanam Darsam Sakham Atmanivedanam, Iti Punsartita Bhakti Shainamalakkana Kriyeta Bhagavati Yadha Tanmanne Dhitamuktamam. First Shraman, everywhere. And then Kirtan. Without Shraman, Kirtan is like zero. So we should practice like this. From here. And if you are pakka in hearing, then automatic Kirtan will be done. What is Kirtan? What is the definition of Sankirtan?
Sankirtan means
the glorification of the Lord with sambandha, with knowledge of the relationship with the Lord.
Any example? If anyone not using kartal, no harmonium, no dug-duggi, no
good voice.
Sweet voice.
Good
voice.
Sweet voice. Is it Sankirtan?
Yes.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Shorten. Only dug-dugri will not do. You know dug-dugri? It will not do. No. With love and affection, it should come. The first Shravanam. And then Kirtan like Sukadeva Goswami. Like Vyas Dev, he did Sankirtan to
Sukadeva Goswami.
And he heard. And then, then Kirtan and others. Who was hearing? Also, Parikshit Maharaj. Not doing anything. By hearing only, all the limbs of bhakti will be done. By hearing. By Kirtanam. Harir Naam. Harir Naam. Harir Naam Aiva Kevalam. Kalau Nasteva, 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 Gatiram. Can you explain?
This verse from Brihadaranyaka Purana states, Harinama, Harinama, Harinama.
The holy name. Nyasteva. It's no other way. In other words, not by yoga, not by gyan, not by karma yoga, no other process. Because these processes are sometimes mentioned in the Vedas for uplifting the less intelligent and foolish people to gradually elevate them. But in Kali Yuga, there's no time. Everyone's life is very short, and we're very much unqualified to even practice these other processes. So therefore, this is given Harinam, Harinam, Harinam. This is the only way. Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva.
Who is Hari?
Who is Hari? Hari is Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Something more deep meaning is there. But it is for rare, not for all. Hare Krishna. Hare is here. Who harati manaha Krishna? Who can take the heart of Krishna in control and sees Radhika? More beautiful, more qualified, more sweet.
More attractive.
She can take very easily the heart of even Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, and sees here Hare.
Hare
Nam. Hare Nam. So Radha Nam, Radha Nam, Radha Nam. Only Radha Nam, only Radha Nam. Gaur Priman.
Thus ends the class on the 13th of December 2001 in Germany in the evening. Hare Krishna.
Radha Kundam Girivar Maho Radhika Madhavasa Prapto Jasya Pratita Kripaya Shri Gurum Tang Natoshmi Vancha Kalpataru Bhasya Kripa Sindhudhyai Vacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namah Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvise Namah Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikayai Tadale Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo Namah Yang Prabhrajantamanupetamapetagrityam Dvaipayano virahaka tarayajuhava putreti tanmetaya tarvo bhinedu tam sarvabhutaridayam munimanatusmi tavaivasmi najivami tvayabina iti vigyai radhe tam naimam charanantike namo bhakti vinodaya Satchidanandanam Gaura Shakti Sharupaya Rupanugabharaya. Jaiva Dharma. Yesterday I explained the relation between guru and disciple. That is, the relation between that sannyasi and Prem Das Babaji. How he was taking, following his Gurudev. and serving his Gurudev. One day, in the very morning, sun rays were peeping, appearing, not sun was there rising, but something.
Reddish, little reddish.
And that Paramahansa Babaji, Prem Das, was sitting and chanting Hari name on Tulsi beads. Where he was sitting? In Madhavi Mandap. Who is Madhavi? Who is Madhavi? And what is this? Why this kunj was named Madhavi? Madho, Krishna, Madhavi, Radhika. For remembrance, a high class of Vaishnava, like Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, when they were in Ramkeli, they made two ponds, Radha Kunda Shyam Kunda. And they made so many kunj, Swananda Sukhada Kunj there. And they were doing bhajan. Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. He was in Mayapur. And there what he did? Radha Kunda Shyam Kunda. Also Swananda Sukhada Kunja, Bhakti Vinod Thakur in
Vadramudra.
To remember always Radha and Krishna, we made Madhavi Mandala. Also the flowers, the creepers were same Madhavi Lata. Very decent, very fragrant, mild and sweet. Always bees, bamboo bees used to come and taking madhu, honey from them. And
humming.
Hovering. Singing.
Humming.
Humming. Singing. Humming. And he was chanting what he was chanting. What at that time? Last night. So Nishant. And he was remembering Nishant Radha Krishna. First, he did pranam to the night leela and Nishant leela of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. First it should be done. And then, he was remembering Radha Krishna. Nishanta Leela. Kunja Bhanga. Leela ki stuti ho aane se. Kunja Bhanga Leela. This with past times are our object of our life. The object of our bhajan, what it should be? Ashtakaliya Leela. And one of them, the first leela is Nishant leela. They were together in a kunj. Also Sakhi, Lalita Vishakha, Rupmanjari, Rati Manjari, O Kundalata Dhanishtha, and so many were there. And this sweet pastimes was going on. And he was remembering that pastime at that time. A high class of devotees, 24 hours. They are divided 24 hours into 8. And in 8 of parts, one part. 3 in night, 3 in day, evening and morning. This. And they always chant and remember. So he was remembering that Nishanta Leela. And he heard an old monkey of Radhika. Oh, Jatila, Jatila is coming to reward you. You, most lumpet.
Debauchi.
Oh. So, she is very soon coming to reward you. Oh, thar jao, thar abhi aa rahi.
Wait a little.
She is coming just now. And they became alert and they began to escort their houses. So all Sakhis were very, very, very. Srimati Radhika became like mad. She asked her Sakhi, who am I? Where am I going? What should I do? And in the meantime, Jogmaya managed that in a minute she quickly entered his house. So, at that time, all the Sakhi were very, very for this. Why this monkey, old monkey, disturb all? So, at that time, it may be that Vrinda can tell. Or Rupmanjari can tell, oh, make silent this. Means, kya, use shant karo. Mane kya?
Make him silent.
Or disturbing, he has ruined everything. And at that time, he was weeping. Why? Because she was serving, serving Radha Krishna both, but tendency towards Radhika more. So Radhika was unhappy. Where I am going? Who am I? She forget everything in so deep separation. Like faint. So she was weeping. Oh, this Babaji. In the line of Rupa Goswami. This is our object. But for the past reactions, offenses, and now in this. And we have enlarged so much our maintenance that whole time energy goes in maintenance.
Entangled.
Whole time. We have no time for the member entangled. Though we are devotee. If we are giving our whole time, then business will fail. Then how you can maintain this? You have no belief in Krishna, we have no belief in Krishna that he will continue or maintain. He is the main root of our maintenance. Oh, I am maintaining. So if he will give our whole energy in Krishna bhajan, and like this Babaji, then who will maintain my wife, my children, my everything, myself? E chinta vishal. This, what?
Idea.
Anxiety, worry.
Oh, worry. What? Vishal means?
Vast.
Huge, humongous. Humongous.
Endless. But Babaji, why totally engaged? He forget himself that I am Paramahansa Babaji. What he was thinking? I am that maid servant of Rupmanjari at that time. And he was seeing all others, those who are near. Who was nearby?
Sanyasi Thakur.
So he was in that transcendental mood. And then he called, oh, Ramana Manjari, you should stop that
old monkey.
He pointed out to Sannyasi, Ramana Manjari, oh, my Gurudev has known my, what is my
constitutional form.
Now I have a strong belief that what my Gurudev has told to me, and this service, what? to serve Radhika. This is my transcendental position. My form is like this. Now I said, remember my this thing. Still, he has no tilak, no mala.
No Vaishnav dress.
But internally, totally, he was surrendered. We are not like so. We are taking very big, mota-mota tilak. And
big
neck beads.
Japamana,
not less than 5 kilos. Even we can spend $1,000 for to steal the mala of Haridas Thakur from Puri. Any devotees? Oh, he thought that if that mala I can take, oh, my bhajan will be so high. And anyhow, he gave a greed of $100 to that pujari, Indian pujari, Odisha pujari in Haridas Thakur Samadhi. And he have a note of $100 and he stole away anything. And he told anyone has stolen it. Big offense. So we think that, what Gurudev has given very small beads, so it will not do. Gurudev, monkey has taken. I have forget where I kept. Oh, please, I have brought from Vrindavan.
Very good. Radha
very
Kuru.
Good.
Radha
Kuru. Oh, what is the price? Oh, $100 I gave. Oh, very good. They think that big mala will do. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to count his names on what?
Fingers.
Not fingers.
Cloth.
Not sing cloth. After that, Sanatana Goswami and others, especially the disciple of Bakreshwar Pandit.
Janesh Swami.
Dhanchand
Goswami. Gopal Guru. He and his disciples, they discovered all these things. That anyhow, they should develop. So he was, Sakhi, he is pointing out to Sannyasi. Sakhi, yes sir, make her. That kakkati
makes her
silent. Then he realized. He knew a guru will give to his disciple the same thing when will be free from all kinds of
unwanted,
unfavorable things. He has nothing to do. He has forgotten everything totally. His heart is pure. And totally serving his Gurudev. So, his Gurudev turned. In this stage, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in Jaivadharma, in third part, he has clearly written, those who take this vase, dunt and copying, in unripened stage.
Immature
stage. After some time they will give up over and fall down. Sannyas is also like Vesh. The mantra of Sannyas and that Babaji Vesh is same. And to do bhajan in a gopi mood. So, we should not give. And we should not take in unmatured state. Then all kinds of and a total complete greed will come to serve Radha Krishna. And he will be in this stage of at least Ashakti or Ruchi. He will jump. He will come at once in the stage of Ruchi. No need of coming in Shraddha, then Ruchi, Anarthanivritti. Anarthanivritti has done. He has passed Anarthanivritti. No Anarth. When he passed? Or at the time of Brahmagyan. And now, a sweet past tense on that platform has come. You should know all these things and try to develop like this. Not jumping, not reading Govinda Lila Amrit and Krishna Bhavana Amrit. I fear I fold my hands and do pranam to both books. But I know that
all of you
have. Or four
copies.
Copies.
At least.
Everything. You know more better than this. I'm waiting for my matureness. So, I've seen also so many disciples of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. They came to me that you should help. Oh, I cannot help myself. How I can? And they went where? To Babaji Radhakund and took at once in a moment only 5 hana paisa.
Gupiba.
5 hana, you know? Indian. 1/3 of rupees. No, like this. And anyhow, they gave. And after Siddha Pranali, they gave. They never knew that what is Siddha Pranali. This is Siddha Pranali. That Bhakti Gunur Thakur has to. And Siddha Pranali, after 6 months, I was searching them where they are. Oh, I heard that they have married them.
They collected Mataji after 2 years.
They are. You should not be like that. A disciple like this Sannyasi Babaji never fell. He will never fall down. Never and never. After that, Babaji Maharaj became silent. And from that very day, this Sannyasi, not now Sannyasi, this Vaishnava Das. Now he became Vaishnava Das, not Vaishnava. Vaishnava Das. Vaishnava Dasanu Das. Now chanting, remembering like that. Oh, 8 parts of this day and night, like this. One day, Sannyasi Thakur, Vaishnava Das Babaji Maharaj, not Vaishnava Das name, after some time he will be given. And he fell on the lotus feet of Babaji Maharaj, Prem Das, and asked, I have a question, not question,
inquiry,
or jigyasa.
Inquiry.
What is the difference between question and jigyasa? Jigyasa means? Kya jigyasa ka maane kya? Angreji mein nahi.
Humble inquiry.
Curious.
Humble. What?
Curiosity.
Inquiry. If I am qualified to hear the answer, please
tell me.
And if I am not qualified to hear, I don't want to hear. You should warn me. Oh, this is the
behavior.
Etiquette of a pure disciple. Oh, you must answer my question. Otherwise, I will give up you. This should not be the mood of a disciple. Babaji Martin. That, oh, you are really yogya patra. You are
qualified.
I will try to answer your question according to my knowledge. Prabhu, this is my question. Inquiry back. Humble inquiry back. Oh, I've heard, I'm hearing from very long time. Oh, dharma in this world, our dharma religion, what? Dharma ki pratishtha. Sunkar. Mane?
Preeminence of dharma.
Everywhere. All glorify dharma, religion. Without religion, anyone is like animal, like dogs and
hogs
and pigs. Everyone saw in the whole world, all epics and all religious books tells like this. Even Laden tells that dharma is everything. For dharma, we are doing all these things. We can shoot whole world for dharma. Everyone. Buddhism also tells like that. Christians, our Shaiva, our Hindus, Vaishnava, all telling like this. Without religion, a person is like dogs and hogs and like animals. But their explanation of dharma, religion, is of different kinds. If dharma is one, the explanation of the meaning of the dharma should be one. But, I'm very worried that what I've heard from various persons about the glorification and the explanation and meaning of dharma, different, so much difference in all. I cannot imagine why word dharma is one, but the meaning and definition and the
explanation
of all of different persons, different religious persons are of various kind. If dharma is one, then why they are not doing one, giving one explanation of dharma? What is the question?
He's asking.
Have you?
Mike.
Where?
He's asking that.
He has asked on many occasions, many people, what is dharma? But from these different people, he's getting so many different explanations as to what their understanding of dharma is. So he's feeling dissatisfied that if ultimately dharma is one, why are so many different people giving so many different explanations? Why is there not one explanation as to what is dharma? So this he's querying.
For example, he asked Buddhism. That what is religion? What is dharma? And what answer he received?
Everything is zero. Sunyavad philosophy.
What is the distance between Sunyavad and Shankarvad?
Only that Shankaracharya, or those who claim to be followers of Shankaracharya, they say that everything is one. That the goal is to merge and become one. Whereas the Buddhist, then their conception is that everything is zero and that we should achieve that stage of nirvana. But ultimately, whether they're saying one or zero, then basically the philosophy is the same.
You know Shankar, his guru and his guru there, Param Guru, who was he?
Look in the
Gaurpada and Govindapada. Gaurpada is Guru and Govindapada is Guru. Gaurpada is
Param Guru.
Param Gurudev, Gaurpada and this Govindapada, they were Bauddha. Totally Bauddha. And Shankar, Brahmavadi. He told, he established Vedas. But like Brahmavad, Sarvam Khalidam Brahma. Nih na nasti kinchana. There is nothing dual. Nothing. Everything is God. What is God? What? Oh, we are seeing so many various things. So many different things. Different divas, trees, creepers and all these things. Why? Due to Maya. Then from where this Maya second
thing came? Second was
came. From where came? Oh, it is Sat, not Sat, not Asat, not Sat, Asat. Then what? Anarvachaniya. It cannot be told. Oh, this is zero. What I told, you should tell. Nowadays, Buddhism is flourishing so much. Very fast, because Kali Yuga, his bandhu is calling and helping. So much. New logic they give. I saw a Buddha book, very easy and very interesting and attractive. Very attractive. They have made it. But be careful. Go.
So here, the explanation of the Absolute Truth given by them, first they say it is Sat, that means real or existing. Then they say it is Asat, not existing or unreal or false. And then they say it is Sat Asat or neither Sat Asat, both, neither real nor unreal. So what it is exactly? Exactly, it cannot be defined, it cannot be expressed, it cannot be contemplated. So what is this? That means nothing.
What Muslims tell? What they tell? You know?
Allah Akbar.
You know? Huh?
They say that Allah is the only God. And there is no form or picture of him. He cannot be worshipped with any form or picture. And the ultimate goal of human life is to attain paradise where there will be a lot of wine and women.
Really? They tell that Allah has no shape, no quality, no mercy, nothing. Then what is the use of bogus Allah? If he cannot speak, he cannot realize our pain, worry, and he has no mercy, no form, no ears to hear, then what is that? What is the use of Allah? Or like our Brahma, like Shankar philosophy. Same thing. So, Bhagavat kahe tahan
paripurna chale.
Dharma name jato katha prithivite chale. Bhagavat kahe tahan
paripurna chale.
Oh, dharma prajjhita kaitavo atra parmo nirmarsananam. Srimad Bhagavat has told. Not only 5,000 years before, before creation, Srimad Bhagavat is transcendent. It never
changed.
It is like Krishna.
Eternal.
So, it has been told there. Everything is there in Srimad Bhagavat. those who are telling there is no God, or if God, but no form, no attribute, no quality, no power, then this is the same like Shankar tells, or Gaudapada tells, Buddhism tells. They think that there is a God, Allah or Khuda. Khuda means Khud. Khud means myself is Brahma. Aham Brahmashmi, like Khuda. Brahma, no, Allah or Brahma, like this. Or saying they can come in the Kadakari or Shankaracharya. Vaishnava, oh, real. There is one God. And that is Krishna. And he has so many manifestations like Ram, Krishna,
Nrisimha,
Bhaman, and so many. So many vibhuti.
Opulence.
Opulence only. Vibhuti means here, not opulence. Vibhuti, like
powers.
Power, demigods, like. Yes. But they are not Brahma. Or they are servant of Krishna. Oh. And met God, goddesses like that. Oh. Then all comes in this Vaishnavism. But there are so many, not only, oh, nowadays, so many new religions and books are coming. Oh. I think that sometimes ago, communism came and it spread everywhere like
forest fire.
Everywhere. And after some time it
collapsed.
So all like this. Oh, now in India, Sikhism is in his full motion. But what is that? It was to protect Hindu Dharma, that is Vaishnava Dharma. But now, a separate thing, separate totally. So his question was this. Why they define Dharma in separate,
different
mode? Babaji Maharaj did pranam to Chaitanya Nityananda Prabhu, Radha and Krishna. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dhin Bandho Jyotate, like this. And then he began, Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Yudhupada Kamalam. And he continued. Oh. Hey Sobhagyaman, oh fortunate, most fortunate you are to have a question like this. You have reminded me, oh whole Krishna Tattva. And in this tattva, Radha tattva and all other tattvas are combined. Jis vastu ka jo svabhav hai, vahi uska nitya dharma hai. Vastu jab gathit hoti hai koi, to sathi sath uska ek nitya sahachar svabhav hi udit hota hai, ban jata hai. वही स्वभाव उस वस्तु का नित्य धर्म है जो पुंडरिक.
An object is called a vastu, and its eternal nature is known as its nitya dharma or eternal religion. Nature arises from the elementary structure of an object. By Krishna's desire, when an object is formed, a particular nature is inherent in that structure as an eternal concomitant factor. This very nature is the nitya dharma or eternal religion of the object.
What you understood? What you understood?
God created creates objects, and they are real. And they have, in addition to their name, they have their own quality that is inherent or part of it, just like whiteness is part of milk.
No need of taking here God created.
So
if any vastu is created,
it has its nature and it's real.
Inherent.
And so this the quality of the thing that makes it what it is called its dharma or its nature.
More clear, you should.
Every object has an intrinsic or inherent quality, and the quality which sustains its existence is known as its dharma or true nature.
You understood? What?
That every object, every vastu, has its intrinsic nature.
Hmm. From and when? From when?
From time immemorial.
Huh?
But since its conception. No. Since its time of conception.
No. My question is not that. Any object, when it was anyhow
created,
at once, at the same time, that intrinsic mode came. That is transcendental nature with that object it was created. But after some time, kisi ghatana bas ya kisi vastu ke samparak se us vastu mein koi vikar hua to uska swabhav bhi vikrit ho jata hai. और वही विकृत स्वभाव कुछ दोनों के बाद में दृढ़ होकर स्वभाव के रूप में अपना परिचय देता है. यह परिवर्तित स्वभाव यह स्वभाव नहीं है, यह बदला हुआ उसका स्वभाव है. इसको संस्कृत में निसर्ग कहते हैं. फिलोसफिकल टर्म में उसे निसर्ग कहते हैं. अब जैसे बतलाया, जैसे पानी है, जल है, तरलता उसका धर्म है. उसको खूब गर्म किया जाए तो भी आग पर डालने से वो उससे बुझा देगा, ठंडा रहे तो भी बुझाएगा. तरलता उसका स्वभाव है. यदि किसी कारण से ये माइनस अभी कितना है, टेन भी हो सकता
है,
होने वाला, तो जहां पानी रखेंगे वो जम जाएगा. ये जम किस लिए गया, ठंड के साथ संपर्क होने से. ऐसे ही किसी कारण से यदि उसका जो नित्य स्वरूप था वो किसी कारण से बदल गया तो उस बदले हुए स्वभाव को निसर्ग कहते हैं. वो रियल उसका स्वभाव नहीं है. पानी बदल गया तो बर्फ हो गया तो उसका स्वभाव ही बदल गया. क्या बदल गया, कठिन हो गया. अब उससे फेंक करके किसी मारेंगे तो चोट आएगी. पानी से चोट नहीं आएगी किंतु उसे सिर फूट सकता है. किंतु उस स्थिति में भी उसमें पानी की तरलता उसमें रहती है. कोई समय आने पर बस झट वो पिघल जाएगा, गर्मी लगते ही वो पिघल जाएगा. उसी प्रकार से जीव अपना स्वरूप बदल करके भगवान का विमुख हो गया है. भगवान की सेवा ही उसका नित्य धर्म है. किंतु अब बदला हुआ जो स्वभाव निसर उसमें भूल गया है. किंतु यह रहेगा यदि कोई सत्संग ऐसा मिल जाए, सदगुरु मिल जाए, भगवान की कृपा हो जाए तो झट विमुख छोड़ करके भगवान की सेवा में लग सकता है. योग.
द नेचर ऑफ एन ऑब्जेक्ट बिकम्स ऑल्टर्ड और डिस्टॉर्टेड व्हेन अ चेंज टेक्स प्लेस विद इन इट, ईदर बाय फोर्स ऑफ सर्कमस्टेंसेस or due to contact with other objects. With the passage of time, this distorted nature becomes fixed and appears to be permanent, as if it were the eternal nature of that object. This distorted nature is not the swabhava or true nature. It is called nisarga. That nature which is acquired through long-term association. This nisarga occupies the place of the factual nature and becomes identified as the swabhava. For example, water is an object and its swabhava or nature is liquidity. When water solidifies due to certain circumstances, such as we are experiencing this winter here now in Germany, it becomes ice. The acquired nature of solidity takes the place of its inherent nature. In reality, this acquired nature is not eternal. Rather, it is occasional or temporary, arising because of certain external cause. When this external cause is no longer effective, this acquired nature vanishes automatically. However, the swabhava is eternal. It may become distorted, but it still remains inseparably connected to its object. And the original nature will certainly become evident again when the proper time and circumstances arise. Just as the living entity's eternal nature is to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but because of certain cause or circumstances, the living entity has forgotten its eternal nature or duty, the service to the Supreme Lord. When the fortunate living entity receives any sadhu sangha, then in that association of the sadhu, the living entity's eternal nature can be again revived.
These two chapters, first and second, if you will understand, then whole book you can understand. The fundamental basis of the whole book depends on these two chapters. Others are very easy, and this is most essential. You should not think that, what is the need of this philosophy? We will distribute books and very easily we will do. And we will remember Ashtakaliya Leela. What is the use of these things? Bogus things. It is very, very hard subject. Without a rush, mirrors.
Dry.
Dry subject.
No,
For this, you should sing kirtan. Yo, what name? Raghunath Bhatta. Where is harmonium? Give him harmonium.
45 minutes.
Yes. Quickly. But I have spoken.
Something they have spoken, but
Giving conclusion. Vastu ka swabhav hi vastu ka nitya dharma. Vastu ka nisarg hi vastu ka naimittik dharma. Jinhe vastu ka gyan hai, वे नित्य और नैमित्तिक धर्म का डिफरेंस समझ सकते हैं. जिसको ज्ञान नहीं है वे निसर्ग को ही, अर्थात मैं ये शरीर हूं, मैं इसका पति हूं, मैं पुत्र हूं, ये मेरा है, ये तेरा है, बस इसी में रह जाएंगे. वो जितना ही अर्चन करें, जितना भी जो कुछ करें, वो उसे डिविशिएट हो सकते हैं. इसलिए जानना जरूरी है. You will have to know one day. Your archan and everything will not help you if you are not knowing this from your guru, your shiksha guru. One day you will have to become, surely. So why not now?
Today.
You should try to begin today to realize this.
Don't delay.
If you are not knowing what is our transcendental
object
of nature, then only this book distribution, even sannyas, even everything you're reading will not
help you.
So samaranam first you should hear. तो वस्तु का स्वभाव ही वस्तु का नित्य धर्म है. व्हाट क्या लिखा?
द स्वभाव और द ट्रू नेचर ऑफ एन ऑब्जेक्ट इज इट्स नित्य धर्म.
तो व्हाट इज दैट ट्रू नेचर? अवर वी आर सो कमिंग फ्रॉम एटर्नल कृष्णा एंड जीवेर स्वरूप है नित्य Krishna Das. This is interest in nature, our nature. We are all Krishna Das, or Krishna Dasi, in any form. This is transcendental. It cannot be changed. You can be changed. This physical body may be changed, but that never be changed. And vastu ka nisargi, vastu ka nimittik dharma hai. Or change
the acquired nature or nisarg is its nemetic dharma or occasional religion or function.
So what is occasional and what is transcendental, that nature? If anyone knows this difference, they can he do real bhajan, serve Krishna. So it is essential to know these things. Only I am wife of that person, I am husband of that person, I am of Nigeria, I am of England, I am Christian, Hindu, Vaishnava. It will not do. You must know these things. Anyhow, try to know. No test, no harm, but you should try. No test in name, you should join. No test in hearing all these things, but I will be here anyhow with chili powder or anything. I must hear again and again. I will go. If there are no difference, not knowing that what is that transcendental nature of G and what is occasional,
temporary.
They are bound to think that, what I am now, this is real. They are bound. Anyone cannot have. So, Krishna sometimes, in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, form of Ram and others, and by sending his own associates, sometimes Hanuman, sometimes Bhim, sometimes Ramanuj, Lakhan and others associate. Like our Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Rupa Goswami, like this. Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, like my Gurudev. He's helping others. Anyhow, that occasional religion should melt and they should go away. And real transcendental, intensive
nature
should come. And what that is? To serve Krishna. But one point remains.
What?
When he forget, he was remembering Krishna and serving Krishna, he was. Then how and when he
for God.
For God. So we will discuss it very elaborately,
tomorrow.
Try to think, try to read it this, and try to follow. If you are not understanding, again and again you should serve her, your Gurudev. Serve and then ask. Don't ask without serving. First word, pranipat, then pariprasna, and then seva. And by that seva he will, or that Guru will be satisfied. And he will melt like cows.
Milk will come.
Milk will come. What milk? Or this. Harikatha. Then you can understand. Without serving, you cannot. So always remember Gita's principle. Tad vidhi panipatam pariprasni seva upadechanti te jnana jnanina tattva-darshina. Oh, that Guru should be tattva-darshi. Realize soul. If he is not realized soul, he cannot fully express all these things to you. Sometimes, by causeless mercy, what he will do? He will inspire. He will inspire. Everything. He will give. But this stage or power to realize, to understand all these things. So you should surrender a soul which is like that. Go, Premanande.
Thus ends the class on the 14th of December. 2001 in Germany, in the evening. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.